The organizers of the annual Mummers Parade on New Year's Day will make an 11th-hour decision over the weekend on whether or not to march up Broad Street because of record-breaking cold temperatures. If the Mummers do march, it will be without a handful of non-traditional groups that have decided not to participate this year. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports.
For the last few years now, Mummers have made an effort to be more inclusive. That meant holding sensitivity training workshops last year to tone down offensive behavior and inviting diverse populations to create their own marching brigades. Last year, there was a traditional Puerto Rican act called Los Bomberos de Calle, a Caribbean steel drum band, Mexican carnival marchers, and an Asian group called Southeast by Southeast. None of these groups will be marching this year.
Most people, once they're in the parade, they say it's cold, it's this, it's that, it's the other thing. You know, I tried it once, I'll never do it again.
This is Chuck Tomasco. He's the president of the Landy Comic Club, under which many of these groups marched last year.
And then the other people just say, this is really great, I'll probably do it every year for the rest of my life. It's usually either love it or hate it. It doesn't seem to be much middle ground.
The groups all have their own reasons for backing out of the parade this year. The Puerto Rican group had a really good time last year, according to Los Bomberos de Calle director Anthony Mendez. But this year, many of the members are too preoccupied with helping their homeland recover from devastating hurricane damage to put together a New Year's act. Other groups found it hard to fit in as mummers because the parade is both a celebration and a contest. The groups are scored by a panel of judges. The Asian group, Southeast by Southeast, marched as a comic club, but their performance had no theme and no skit. The performance was traditional to their Laotian culture, but Tomasco said they weren't funny. They weren't meant to be funny.
Basically, they went out and they blessed the crowd. As a result, when they got scored by Mummers judges, they were scored every quarter.
Another Mummer comic brigade called the Rabble Rousers is also not marching up Broad Street this year. The troupe is mostly young artists from Kensington and Fishtown, and it's splintering off with its own New Year's Day procession through their neighborhood. Their captain is Jesse Engard.
We're just focusing on like what I think is the basics of mumming, which is going door to door, just being publicly silly and dancing around, honoring what's left behind, what is to come. Activating public space and engaging with our neighbors.
The Rabble Rouser procession is loosely organized. There are no judges, no prizes, no definable theme. Engard expects about 50 people to wear costumes and make a lot of noise as they move through parks and playgrounds in the Kensington and Fishtown neighborhoods on Monday afternoon. They will be accompanied by a 20-piece marching band called Three Tons, who flew in from France just to be part of this parade. Rabble Rousers caused a controversy at last year's Mummers Parade when they staged a skit on Broad Street that featured a giant toilet and a person dressed like poop. It was a criticism of the way the Mummers Parade is judged, but Engard says the alternative parade this year is not meant to be an act of rebellion.
We're not doing this as a protest to the parade. We are encouraging some new things to happen with mummery in Philadelphia, and I think there's a lot of missed opportunities to bring this whole city together, and we're just trying to pursue that in the best way possible.
At North Square in Kensington, the Rabble Rouser Parade will be joined by Los Bomberos de Calle, that Puerto Rican troop. Because even though they pulled out of the proper Mummers Parade on Broad Street, Mendez says he'll be able to get enough people together for an impromptu jam in the neighborhood park. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.